So ladies, hello and welcome once again. Thank you for joining me inside our weekly Sister Sense Power Circle Jumpstart Your Business call. Today we are talking about motivation and moving forward. Essentially, I will be sharing five personal steps as far as how to stay motivated with respect to your business. Now, before we get started, as always, just want to say welcome to those of you who have been following the circle and those of you who are new to the circle. The week before last, my weeks, they sometimes blend into each other. I had the Blogging for Business 3-hour workshop. So hopefully those of you who are able to participate, you're working on your blogs. But of course, if you missed that, you can head over to blogandbrunch.sistersense.com so that you can take a look at the replays and participate in that series there. And for everyone else, I just kind of want to remind you guys, the best way to take advantage of the circle is to send me your questions. So make sure that you email me, lhenry@sistersense.com. Let me know what your current small business questions are so that I can integrate them into our weekly sessions and really kind of help you as best I can as far as getting clear with respect to what you want to accomplish online. So jumping right into our session for today, as I mentioned when I kind of introduced our topic, when it comes to staying motivated and moving forward, I believe that it's hard to work hard when you hardly feel like working, or when you're not sure why you're working, or when you're not hungry anymore. You know, I know for myself, when I was trying to figure out how to turn my full-time work-at-home dream into a reality, I was hungry. So having that hunger was really the fuel that I needed to motivate myself to just kind of make mistakes and go through the obstacles and the challenges, fight the fears, and do what I needed to do. But of course, you know, sometimes that wavers. And what do you do when your heart's in it, but your energy level isn't quite where it needs to be to help you move forward? So those are some questions, you know, that I want to kind of touch base on today to help you figure out what it is that you want and how you can kind of fight those draining periods to tap into your own sources of self-motivation and move forward. So let me begin by sharing some of my own personal sources of motivation, and hopefully that can help you navigate this process for yourself. Now, number one on this five-step process is simply a question. Ask yourself, what's the motive behind your motivation? Are you working from a space of necessity or desire when you're working on your business? I ask this question because I know that there are a lot of different types of entrepreneurs in my circle, and as a full-time work-at-home entrepreneur, I honestly work from a place of necessity. I need to do this. This is my primary income, and as such, it sustains me. It's kind of like your 9-to-5. You know, sometimes your work is frustrating, but you need to go to your job because you need to get paid, and you don't want to be fired, right? So you're going there to serve a particular purpose and to really just kind of actualize the means to your ideal end. Now, when you are in a position where you're an entrepreneur, or you're an aspiring small business owner, but what you are doing right now is a desire more so than a need, sometimes the lines get blurred and things you want to do things, but you don't necessarily have that hunger to get them done. So for example, and I say this to a lot of my 9-to-5 entrepreneurs, when you do have an income coming in to sustain you, and this isn't your primary business, your sole source of income, you have to figure out what is the motive behind your motivation. Because if you don't necessarily need this revenue, or you want it, but you're not quite hungry or in a space of need for it to actualize itself, it's easy sometimes to kind of take frustration for failure, to stop, to say, you know, I know I said I want to do this, but I'll hold off on it. You know, and a lot of times people say, you know, I know I need to start blogging or doing videos to motivate myself, and I know I need to get started. But at the back of their head, knowing these things and having these desires, they're not coming from a place of necessity. So that is a challenging aspect of motivation. Now, if that is something that resonates with you, what I want you to think about is looking at your business and really finding the need, turning that desire into a need. Why do you need to have this business? So, for example, for myself, one of the reasons why I've learned how to consistently generate income and maintain a business is because every dollar has a name. And I know that there are a certain amount of dollars I need to consistently bring into my business and in my home. So it's important for me to sustain that and to consistently create and market and share, do all the wonderful things that I need to do to generate profit online. Now, if, again, this is not your primary business, you're having a completely different mindset when it comes to approaching self-motivation. So what you need to do is, again, name your need, right? So what exactly are you doing this for? If there is no immediate need, you need to create one, okay? So let's say you need to figure out how to generate an additional $500 to $1,000 to supplement your income, or, you know, apply that to bills, or you have this trip that you're envisioning that you want to take to Spain, you know, or to Italy, or, you know, the Caribbean islands. It's going to be $3,000, and you want to generate $3,000 from your business so that you can apply it to that trip. You need to generate that for that particular trip, or you need to bring in an additional $20,000 a year so that you can then take your full-time job and transition to part-time and, you know, work at home more. You've got to specifically define for you, and I call these my magic numbers, but you've got to be specific about what it is you need to come into this business as far as revenue. And use that as a source of self-motivation so that you can track your goals and see that coming in for yourself. Again, I know that for me, bill collectors don't take IOUs. So I've got to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do to sustain because, again, my business is my primary source of income, and I need it to work as such. If that is not the case with your business, you need to find out what you're going to define its need for, its necessity. Why do you need this business to help motivate you to be consistent about bringing in a sufficient amount, if not in a surplus amount of profit for yourself? I'm curious to know, and you guys can definitely tell me that, whether it be today at some point, if you want to interject *6 and 1, or if you send this via voicemail or email, if that's something that resonates with you. And I know for some of my 9-to-5 ladies it does, because for some of my 9-to-5 clients, they don't necessarily think about their business from the financial perspective because they have something else that's actually providing the finance, and their business comes more so from a place of actualizing a passion or finding purpose, doing something extra that they feel to be meaningful. But that profit, that revenue, you know, that perspective is hasn't quite been solidified or cleared, fleshed out as much as they need it to be. And again, with that in mind, you'll find that sometimes your motivation wavers because you don't need to bring in the money today. And you want to be able to define that need for yourself, define a specific amount of money that you want to see in your business, using that as a source of motivation. Okay? So that's number one as far as 5 steps. Step number 2, once you ask yourself the question, what's the motive behind my motivation? Once you name your primary source of your need, how much you need, and what specifically you need this revenue for, what you're applying that to, that's something, again, on that list. Then you want to think about this concept. With respect to your business, as the boss, you know, the boss is always moving, the boss is always trying to make things happen. And as such, you feel like motivation should be pouring out of you from every single orifice. You should just always be running and moving and getting things happening. But then, of course, sometimes you don't, right? Sometimes you feel drained. Sometimes you don't want to move forward, which means that somewhere there's a leak. Somewhere there's something that is essentially preventing you from being motivated, and it's kind of draining your energy. So outside of finding the motive behind your motivation, you want to find the source for your lack of motivation. What are the things that are either mentally or physically, externally holding you back and making you feel like, I know I got to get this stuff done, I just don't want to, right? Whether it's, you know, I know I have to do this, but I'm tired of doing the same thing, so I don't want to even touch this right now, or I've got, oh, too many other things on my plate, my 9-to-5 is draining me, I can't even focus on this, you know, why should I do this? Some, you know, other people have already done it, I just feel like I'm going to do something that's already been done. You know, really being conscious of what is draining you of motivation, what's in your way and preventing you from really tapping into all the energy you could possibly put into your particular vision right now. This is something that is very, very important, because obviously if you have a leak and you don't correct it, you're essentially not working to your full potential, and you're wasting a lot of time. So for me, I believe that acknowledging the source of the issue, if there is an issue, for some people it's not that case at all, but if there is something that's going wrong, you want to be conscious of it. So, you know, as I give you those examples of too much work, or, you know, I'm tired of doing the same thing, this is challenging, I don't have enough money, or I don't know what to do first, or I want to get it done, but I feel like I'm really overwhelmed right now. You really want to just sit down and think about, write down those things that you feel like are getting in the way or making you feel drained. I know for a personal fact that I've been doing this for a long time. I've been working online. I've been working with entrepreneurs. I've been building websites for a long time. And so there are times where I don't feel like working on websites. Or, you know, there are times where I feel like, you know what, I just need to take a break today. Because I just feel drained, and I have health concerns. I'm a diabetic, so there are days where my sugar is low, and I'm conscious of that and how that affects me, my ability to work. So being conscious of all the things that are causing leaks in your source of motivation, a very important part of the process. Now, if you can do that, then we can transition to step 3, which is basically to plug the holes. And when I say plug the holes, is basically, you know, once you acknowledge where the leaks are coming from, finding solutions that are going to help you stay motivated and provide you with sources of motivation throughout the process of working on your business. So, for example, it's funny, I just talked about breaks. I remember when I did the first issue of SisterSense in print magazine, I said, you know what, I love to come up with a bunch of ideas, and some things I work on for a long time and other things I work on and then I stop. You know, I'm always creating ideas. I need to commit myself to doing this magazine, and I said, you know what, I want to do 6 issues every month. So once a month I've got an issue. And I did the first 6 issues, and I was absolutely exhausted because I do the whole thing, produce, market, write everything in it, and, you know, it's a lot to take on for one person in addition to everything else. And so I didn't want to not do the magazine anymore. I just realized I couldn't sustain that on a monthly basis, and so I said, you know what, I need to take a break. Taking a break for me meant readjusting from a monthly issue to something that was either quarterly or biannual, so I can still get it done, but get it done in a way that would work better for me. So for me, first, it was finding the motivation to get it done every single month, but then realizing that I was taking on a lot more that I could choose. So rather than completely stop, you know, and if in order for me to stay motivated in doing it, I had to find out how I could take a break and do it in another way, right? So you want to think about, with respect to your ideas, if there are areas that need to be modified, that need to be downsized or adjusted, so that it's, you know, you're breaking it down and essentially making it easier for you to stay motivated, to stay dedicated towards working on that particular thing. Now, in addition to this idea of integrating new types of breaks within your system, also think about new conversations. For some of us, you've probably been doing whatever it is that you're doing for several months, if not several years, and, you know, experience is wonderful. But of course, when you've worked on something for a very, very long time, you've got to find new ways to spice it up. You've got to find new ways to make it not only interesting to your clientele, but interesting to yourself as well, right? So how do you do that? How do you tap into other spaces of motivation? One, I would recommend new conversations. Eventually, you have to have conversations with other people outside of yourself. And I know this for a fact, especially when you're an information idea person, you're working on your business and you find yourself, you know, looking at different resources, looking at lots of different pieces of information and coming up with different ideas and taking notes, and you're constantly in your head, which can be a good thing for a creative person, but then to some degree it can be a bad thing. It can be exhausting. It can be overwhelming. And sometimes we can be that big leak as far as draining ourselves of motivation because you're basically talking to yourself and going around in a circle. So if you end up in that space, as I know I've ended up in that space, having new conversations with other people definitely is a wonderful way to unexpectedly tap into new forms of information that you didn't know were possible for yourself. I've got several ladies in my circle who are peers or associates in one way, shape, or form, and sometimes I'll just pick up the phone and call them or vice versa, and we could talk for 2 hours to 6 hours, whether it be strictly business or just personal with a, you know, little tidbits of business bleeding in between, but just having conversations with other women who are business-minded, who either can understand what you're going through personally or professionally is refreshing. And I find that sometimes, again, out of those conversations, unexpected revelations arise. So one of the things that I would like you to do is think about one person, if not a few people, that you can just go pick up the phone and talk to this week. If you're feeling like you're emotionally drained and you need to do something different to boost your motivation, get on the phone and have a conversation with somebody that you feel like is like-minded and can understand what you're talking about. Jumpstart Your Business calls, by the way, are just kind of one source of motivation for me because it's an opportunity for me to not only share but then talk to you guys and find out what it is that you need. New conversations are always helpful for me. Excuse me. And when I talk about that, I was actually talking to one of my clients very recently, and this is something that I've said before, having opportunities to mentor and consult others is not just an opportunity to teach, but also to be taught as far as, what my clientele is looking for and what people need me to talk about. So if you can, you know, put yourself in an opportunity where you not only get on a call with peers but with customers so that they can reach out, they can ask you questions. If people have been saying to you, do you have an opportunity to talk to me? Can we touch base about a few things? Get on a phone with them. You know, sometimes I know I'm resistant to that because I'll say, okay, my schedule's too busy. I can't do as many, you know, complimentary calls as I would like to do. But then there are other times where I just kind of commit to that and that only because those new conversations, they are life-changing in a lot of ways. When you feel drained, sometimes that lack of motivation comes from a space of, I don't feel that I'm being acknowledged as much as I should, or, you know, or do people even value or appreciate what I'm doing. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this anymore. And then you get on a call with somebody, you have a conversation, and they tell you, you know, how much they've enjoyed you or how they're utilizing your services or how something that you said helped them in a certain way. And that kind of exchange helps to, again, not only plug the hole, but provide you with a source of motivation to say, oh, okay, I wasn't aware, or, oh, my goodness, this is good to hear, and that's something that can help you tap into some more motivation to move forward. Now, outside of conversations that you may have with individuals or even just kind of going on a space like this and listening to creating a Jumpstart Your Business where I'm talking to you, you can create something similar for your own audience so that you can bring in your own community to talk with you on an ongoing basis. I know that in addition to doing this series, I've talked to you guys quite a bit about me joining my local WPN, Women's Power Networking Group. And that in and of itself, those conversations, those consistent new conversations, I always walk away with something, whether it be a revelation or an aha moment or a wow, you know, they did a training this week and they were definitely speaking to me. This definitely resonated with me and that helped me get clear on some things. So you've got to find spaces in which you're going to find outlets and other people that allow you to tap into things that sometimes feel like they're missing within, right? Things that you know they're there, but again, sometimes they kind of get lost in the shuffle of everything else that's going on. So you want to think about taking breaks, new conversations, whether it be with individuals or in group settings, and also new approaches. You know, one thing that I like to do when it comes to, you know, okay, how do I get that burst of energy to move forward is I like to tap into OPI, other people's innovations, because you'll find that sometimes looking at what other people are doing in an innovative way can spark you and get you excited about trying something new. Again, especially for those of you who have been in business for several years, when you get to a certain place where you're in your own momentum, your own flow, you need to be able to shake things up and look at things from the perspective of other people. One, as I talked about before, talking with your clients or customers, that gives you one perspective, but then you also want to take a look at what other people within your industry are doing. So whether it's a mentor, whether it's other competitors, you want to be able to kind of tap into that. Now, for me, there are days where I'll take a break, and taking a break means just kind of disconnecting from all things social media so I can get my head right, you know, and then go back into the swing of things. Another way of disconnecting is really just kind of stop creating and then just indulge in new approaches and new ideas from other people that I consider to be industry leaders and people who I respect and they're doing things that work really well. So, you know, going on spaces where I'm reading the blogs of professionals that I follow or, you know, going on Google or Facebook and watching the feeds and seeing what trending topics are there or going on something even like YouTube and watching videos again or reading blog posts just to see what ideas and approaches other people are trying and then how I can integrate that into what I'm using and the strategies that I have. I'll even sometimes just go through my email inbox, and I'm sure you know that when it comes to your inbox, there are times where you can kind of focus on your clients and your personal emails, and then you'll see other things, and you say, oh, this is interesting. I'll get to it later because I don't have time to do that now. So I'll look at those emails, whether they be courses or webinars or video trainings from other professionals that I like, and then I'll actually sit down and watch them and say, oh, okay, this is what they're doing new on their website, or these are some topics, these are some new approaches, this is what people are talking about now. And just kind of indulging in that space of other people's innovations for, you know, 2 to 3 hours or even just a whole day, definitely a great way to kind of snap back into, okay, I'm going to try something new or I'm going to, you know, just kind of take something that I've done before and, you know, that I haven't looked at because I said, I don't want to look at that again, and then bring it back. You know, and refresh it so that kind of gives me another source of motivation when, you know, I'm feeling drained and wanting an opportunity to kind of spring back into things. So you want to think about, as I said, for step number two, when your motivation isn't flowing like it needs to be, where are the leaks? Where are the holes, right? What's holding you back? And then step three, how can you plug those holes? What are some things that you can do to tap into new conversations, new ideas, new approaches, to recharge yourself by taking breaks or disconnect just to have a break? You know, those are some things that I like to personally do to get me back into the swing of things. Now, step number four for me is definitely a big one. Set specific goals and deadlines. I was actually talking to one of the ladies in my insider circle this week about her projects, and we talked about her not being able to get a few things done because life is life, and, you know, they swing. Life kind of tends to swing different obstacles and challenges, and so there were a ton of different things that were happening, so she didn't get as much done as she'd like to, but kind of wanting to get back, you know, to kind of get wanting to see that motivation and spring back into what needs to happen to get the business where it needs to be for her. And so one of my recommendations, especially when it comes to, you know, how do I get motivated again, is to set specific goals for yourself and set clear deadlines that you can prioritize and follow. So I will recommend to the group, as I recommended to her, one thing you want to think about is, what would you like to say at the end of the year? So when the end of the year has come and we're looking back and saying, okay, what did we do? Well, what do you want to feel like you were able to complete and accomplish at that point? You know, to be able to articulate that vision for yourself, right? And so if that's something that you can think about on that list, you know, you definitely want to check out off those things you've been able to complete thus far. But if there are areas that you haven't done, how are you going to realistically do that within the next 2 final quarters of the year, right? So looking at those end-of-year goals, what have you not completed? And then, okay, how are we going to work on that within the next 5 to 6 months so that you can realistically feel like you've accomplished them? Now, when I say specific goals, you need to underline specific like 12 times. So, you know, it's not that, you know, I want to launch my business by the end of the year. No, that's not specific enough. That's still too general for me. One of my clients, she did a Build It on a Budget program with me. And so over the course of the last 12-plus weeks, we've been working on her website. You know, she said, you know, I want to build my shop. She has very nice collection of T-shirts for young boys. And I think it's very innovative because a lot of the ladies in my circle tend to focus on women and young girls, and she's focusing on young boys. And she's got a T-shirt collection. So it wasn't, she's got all these different products that she wants to create, not just the T-shirts, but other promotional items as well for the brand. But the vision was, I want to have an online store, and within that online store, I've got 3 shirts that I've completed. So now that I've got those 3 shirts completed, I want to have the shop open with those 3 products. Each product, I think she has 10 in stock because it's kind of like a tester preliminary. So setting up the store so that she can have 10 in stock for each product. The sizes, I think it's small to medium. She doesn't have large yet. She's going to be phasing in large later. But for now, she just want to focus on the small through medium with the black, red, and blue. Very specific. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand when I say set specific goals exactly what I mean. And so by tomorrow, because we're pretty much done, we're going to be hitting the, you know, removing under construction so she can officially launch. She's got her 3 products, and then she's going to be adding in variations of those 3 products within the next coming months. And that's going to be phase 2 once the website has launched. So setting very, very specific goals. One of the things that I recommended to her, and you know I always talk about having blogs, is you want to make sure that once the website launches, you have a blog. So that we worked on, I want to say it was 3 blog posts. So 3 products, 3 blog posts ready for the launch, and having the photographer get those items done. That took a little bit of time, but getting the items, the photos completed from the photographer, that was on the list. So for yourself, you want to think about if you're lacking motivation right now, it could just be that you are either all over the place or you're in no place because there's nothing very solidified as far as what it is that you need to do. So we had our 12-week goals. We have our final week Friday launch goals with specific items on the list that needed to be completed, the shop, the photos, the items, what's in stock, the descriptions, those were all specific things on the list. So you want to have specific goals in mind and set clear deadlines for yourself, okay? That is absolutely going to help you. Just kind of backtracking here, I talked about the client who we had a one-on-one mentor session this week. What you want to think about is, one, what do you want to accomplish by the end of the year? So you can look back and say, okay, these were the things I was able to do. And number two, what do you want to get done this coming month, right? So we're just about to start a new month. So what's going to be that first phase for you to see that you're working towards your goals and you're creating deadlines for yourself? So by the end of this next coming month, what needs to be completed for you to move forward? Okay, definitely something that I always kind of recommend and talk about, because these goals and deadlines really help you stay the course. So, you know, it's funny because for that one particular client, we talked about this idea of just kind of absorbing information, right? She was absorbing a lot of information, listening to the Jumpstart Your Business calls, listening to replays, finding outside sources outside of SistaSense, just kind of putting together and organizing information, right? Which is something that I do recommend sometimes when you feel like you need another direction or a fresh perspective, right? You want to look outwards for information or indulge in other people's innovations, as I talked about previously. But then there are other times where you want to put the blinders on and you want to stop soaking up information and focus on implementation, right? So for her, we talked about, okay, now that you've got all these wonderful ideas, we mapped out specifically what needs to happen for the next 30 days, that's all you need to focus on. And I do that. There are ideas that I've actually, I always tell you guys, what I teach, I practice. These are all things that I do. I want to say a couple of weeks ago, I said to myself, okay, now I'm pretty much wrapping up. I'm about to phase out blogging because I've been doing blogging and blogging for business for several weeks now. You know, I'm phasing it out. Where are we going to go from here? What are we transitioning into next? And so I just kind of took a day, and I did my OPI and kind of indulged in what other people were doing, about two people in particular that I really follow and respect. And I got some wonderful ideas. One of them I had actually mentioned to you guys, consolidating the menu bar for a SistaSense. So I started the process, and I consolidated the menu bar. And there were other items on the list that I wanted to tweak, but I can't tweak them now. So, you know, there are times when you can sit and you can do, you know, you can look at information and you can say, okay, these are wonderful things that I want to apply, but then you have to be realistic about how much time you can do that, right? Because you've got goals and you've got deadlines that you need to set for yourself. So while I was able to do one thing on that to-do list, I put it aside, and now that I've got some new ideas for what I'm going to focus on next, now that blogging for business has past and we've worked on that over the course of the last couple of weeks, I'm now focused on basically making sure the summer issue of SistaSense is out and I'm completing projects for clients before I move into back to business for, and that's the new, well, not new, it happens every year on SistaSense in September and October back to business series, working on that for the next phase of the second quarter. So I say that to say, basically, you want to make sure that you are conscious of when you're either in a phase or in a mode where you're, you know, soaking up information, or you're in a mode where you're implementing and you're working on projects and you're knocking things out. It's always important to differentiate the two, because if you find that you're always soaking up information, you don't get to implement as much as you would like to, and you will get frustrated and you will feel like there's not opportunities for you to stay motivated because you're not seeing progress. You know, there's only but so much information you can take in, and there's only but so much you can do to prepare and to plan and try to get it perfect before you have to stop that and just kind of jump right in and start making things happen for yourself, you know, kind of pushing forward, moving forward, which is basically what, you know, we're focused on today, motivation and moving forward. So step number five, set specific goals and deadlines. I'm sorry, that was step number four. Step number five, expand your accountability circle. So for this one, it kind of bleeds into me when I talked about this idea of new conversations. And, you know, I said sometimes you're in a space where you're constantly researching or, you know, putting down ideas and you're in your own head and you need to talk to other people. You need to get fresh perspective. That's definitely going to help you come up with different ideas and motivate you based on what you're seeing other people do. Similar but different concept is the idea of being in an accountability circle, like the Power Up Circle, when for the last several months we did our weekly accountability calls, which if you still have access to, definitely go back and listen to the accountability calls. For the moment, I'm focused on one-on-one sessions with you all, so I've transitioned outside of the 18 weekly calls for a while, but I will be going back to those closer on into the ending of the year. Now, the reason why for me expanding your accountability circle is very important is because sometimes we'll say things, there are certain things that we need or want to do with respect to our business, but we only tell ourselves and we're only accountable to ourselves. So when we fall short or, you know, we feel drained and we don't feel motivated to do what we need to do, it's frustrating, but it really doesn't hurt that much because the only person that knows is you, right? But when you are accountable to other people, there's this other source motivating you to stick through it and get the job done because other people are going, hey, did you finish? And so, I mean, that's one reason why I love doing the Insider Circle calls because then I get to get on calls with you ladies and check in and say, did you finish? Not in a pushy way, but in a way to just kind of make sure that, you know, outside of what you're saying, you know that there's somebody else listening, wanting to see you move forward. One of my clients, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of her. We talked about her business vision for a very, very long time. And it took a while, but I had to motivate her to put up a buy now button. And she was like, but I really don't want to put up, because sometimes, you know, we want to have the vision, but we don't want to actually start selling it yet. She's like, I don't want to put up the buy now button. I said, you do have to put up the buy now button. And, of course, she put up the button, and people bought. And then she was like, oh, my God, they bought. And I said, yes, they bought. Now that's the motivation that you need to get into gear and to start making more of the things happening, because for a while she was in innovation mode and I'm going to do this and we're going to do this and how about this for a very long time. But she needed an extended circle. She needed customers. She needed real people who were waiting for her to deliver to kind of motivate her to go from idea and conceptual mode to actual implementation, which is why I said put up the buy now buttons. Let's get started. And that definitely helps catapult her idea and her community to move forward in a very, very big way. So, you know, you've got to think about whether it's, you know, you're having one-on-one sessions with me or you're thinking about your customers or your clients, who else are you going to be accountable for? So when you feel like pausing, you're not just blowing off your vision to yourself, but you've got other people going, hey, I'm waiting on you. I need you to make this happen. For me, when I think about my expanded accountability circle, I definitely have to think about, you know, personally from home, my son and his father, my first and foremost, my son, he is a child, and he knows that I am the, you know, mommy, and mommy has a business to run to bring in income, and so I'm accountable to him because he has needs. He has things that need to be taken care of. And I have to make sure that whether I'm drained or not, I tap into that motivational source that wakes us all up in the morning to make sure that we do a job and get the job done to the best of our ability so that we can sustain what it is that we need to sustain. His father, always a wonderful source because not only does he help me in so many different ways with respect to maintaining the business, he's like my springboard when I do have ideas. So he'll say, well, did you try that yet? Did you implement that yet? Did you complete that yet? What's the status? So, again, I'm not just in my mind. And if I say, okay, well, that sucks. I don't want to do that anymore. I've got an outside voice going, hey, I know you said you were going to do that. Did you do it yet? Right? We we have to, again, take the business and take the vision outside of ourselves if we want to sustain that motivation, because sometimes we lose it for ourselves, right? So outside of those family sources, I also always talk about you all, the members and the wonderful women and men inside of my community as far as Sister Sense is concerned, because you all expect certain things of me, whether it be services or ongoing calls, answers, questions, direction, and that is a huge source of motivation because it keeps me focused on what it is that I need to do. For example, I've been doing this for a long time. So if it was left up to my own devices, I would, you know, sometimes have no idea what I would talk about inside of the Jumpstart Your Business calls, because I think I feel like I think I've talked about it just about everything, right, over the last couple of years. But when I get on calls with you all, I actually had a call with a client, and she had questions about building her membership website. Another client, she had questions about putting together, and I have all the JYB questions in a document, putting together templates for her header. I was talking to another client, and she said, you know what, I loved on Blogging for Business, you talked about some different gadgets and electronics that you use, and I have been using one of them. I think she talked about the Western Digital portable hard drive. If you can integrate that more and talk about some more gadgets and tools that you use, I would absolutely love that. So having those opportunities to talk to you all allows me to tap into another source of motivation and direction, because I otherwise would get drained and would get stuck and say, oh, well, what do I do now? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to talk about. So again, my members in that community, definitely helpful for those of you who are inside the circle with me. So you want to expand your accountability circle to not just yourself, whether it be your spouse or business partner, silent partner, associate, community group, customers. You do need to know that there are other people you are accountable for, so you're just not falling off. And you want to think about that, especially for those of you who we talk one-on-one, and you know, at some weeks you're really good and you're moving forward, and then there are other weeks and you say, you know what, man, I fell off. I haven't done anything in a month. Like, life took over, and it just got crazy. So, yeah, I know. I feel horrible. I don't want you to feel horrible, because I believe that we do all need to have breaks and life happens. But at the same time, during those periods where you do fall off, what could have happened otherwise to kind of help you stay the course? You know, are you looking at certain things? Are you revamping your vision? Sometimes I'll say to clients, where are you now? And they went from a vision to actually starting to implement, but the results haven't happened quite like they envisioned it. And it's been maybe a week or two, but, you know, not enough people have responded or followed up or even signed up, and they're a little bit discouraged. And you need somebody to help you have a reality check and say, hey, come on, it's been a week or two. You know, how long have you had the vision versus how much time have you actually put into implementing the vision, and how large of a community are you reaching out to build the vision? Like, these are all things that you've got to be realistic about, because it is going to take time. So if you feel like because you're not seeing the results that you want, you're not motivated to move forward, you've got to find other people to talk to. You've got to become more accountable for what you need. And you've got to realize that it does take way more time than you may be visualizing. I think sometimes we equate the great idea for the idea that's going to be We take the great idea for the idea that's going to actualize itself quickly. So this is a great idea. So unlike the other things that took way long to get off the ground, this one is going to get off the ground in like a week. I just know it. And then it doesn't. And it's like, oh, no, that motivation drains out, and it becomes the reality check of it not happening as quickly as you like just drains you, and it becomes a big hole, right? So, again, understanding what needs to happen to plug those holes, very, very, very important. So, 5 steps to stay motivated and move forward. Ask yourself, what's the motive behind your motivation? If you do not have a primary need for why it is that you're doing what it is that you're doing. Define that primary need. Give every dollar a name so that you can essentially know what it is that you're working towards and why you are committed to making that happen for yourself. Step number two, yes, the motivation should be pouring out of you, but if it's not flowing, why it needs to, find out where your leak is. Find your source of lack of motivation so that you can begin to boost the energy the way you would like to see it boosted. Step number three, plug the holes. Once you find out what the issues are, create solutions for yourself. I provided several recommendations, but hopefully those are just kind of the beginning for you and they spark some ideas as far as yourself on how you can take a look at what's not working for you and what's making you feel drained, and how you can fix that, how you can plug those holes for yourself. Step number four, set specific goals and deadlines so you're clear about what it is that you do want to accomplish, whether it be the next 30 days or by the end of the year, and try as hard as you possibly can to stick to those deadlines and those goals. Again, specific ones, not general, and not huge ones either. If it's just a small thing, I talked about my client. You know, some people, they want to have an online shop and they want to have 50 things in there. She said, you know what? I want to see the shop completed. That's why I'm coming to you to do the website. But realistically, I just want to start with 3 t-shirts, and I want to start with 10 items in stock for each and then see where it goes from there. So it's a huge accomplishment for her to be able to launch tomorrow. And you want to be able to just find a place where you can realistically move towards those larger goals that you want to see happen for yourself in the next coming months. Then, of course, last but not least, expand your accountability circle. Get out of your head. Don't just tell yourself what you want to do. Tell other people, myself included, your customers, your own personal accountability circle. Maybe you need to get on the phone with somebody and who also feels drained. And, you know, the two of you just need to kind of check in once a month and say, hey, I'm going to help you get powered up and you're going to do the same thing for me. In addition to, of course, listening to our Power Up A-Team calls that we have for the Power Up Circle as well, wherever you can find sources of motivation to get you amped, excited, and motivated to move forward, that's really the key. Because, of course, we all need that at some point. We all get drained. We all get tired. We all need somebody to help us boost ourselves and stay motivated, stay the course. So ladies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hopefully I have been able to share some useful recommendations with respect to 5 steps to stay motivated and moving forward in your business. As I mentioned before, if you have any revelations, please feel free to send me an email, lhenry@sisterSense.com, so that you can stay connected with me. I'm your big accountability team right here, you know. Yay! And, of course, as we are moving out of our summer months and into back to school, the final 2 quarters of the year, definitely want you to make sure that you're sending me those big small business questions that you have so I can integrate those into our Jumpstart Your Business calls. If you do have any questions for me or any comments, you can definitely hit *6N1 as well. But, of course, you guys know I love to read your emails and listen to, plus respond to your voice messages too. So either way that works for you, I am on board. The Back to Business webinar conference, that will probably be happening in September, October. So look out for that, my annual Back to Business series, showcasing some of the wonderful Power Circle experts that I have here to share just about everything and anything as far as building your business, branding, social media marketing, all things related to money, marketing, and motivation online. So that's kind of what's next on the Sister Sense Circle, just so that you guys know. And, of course, for those of you who have missed it, the last thing that we worked on was the 3-hour Blogging for Business workshop. Definitely went well. I'm so glad that some of you were able to participate. For those of you who missed it, you can listen to the replays at blogandbrunch, brunch.sisterSense.com. So that's it for me, ladies. Once again, thank you for joining us inside our weekly Jumpstart Your Business call. More to come. Talk to you soon. Take care.